for a joke because I was going on holiday, I put the pricing of my brand naming service to $500, and to my surprise, 2 days later, someone actually secured the service. Hello guys, and welcome to another episode of the Five Figure Freelance Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Lancaster, and in this episode, we are going to be exploring how you can charge more as a freelancer. As a freelancer, we all know that we want to make more money, we want to live a better life, we want to be happier, we want to be healthier, we want to be able to provide for our family and build a future that we can be proud of. So in this episode, we're going to be covering exactly how you can start to build your pricing so you can charge more and increase your fees to ultimately live a better life and earn more as a freelancer. So the first place we have to start is, what are you charging right now? We need to make sure that we understand that the amount of value that you can provide to a client is the exact same amount of value that they will be willing to pay you. This is business at its very essence. You are going to provide value to someone else, which is your expertise, or maybe a logo, or maybe a piece of copywriting, and they are going to pay you in value back in the form of money. Now, sometimes when you're first starting out in freelancing, you may not get paid for your actual services. So you may get paid in something else which is valuable to you, such as video testimonials, or maybe free products or something else which you find valuable, which you think is a fair exchange for your services and your time. Obviously, the more experience you get, the more value you can provide to your client, the more value you can request in exchange. And in your case, you're looking to eventually extract as much value, aka money, as possible from your client. Therefore, to make that a fair exchange, we need to be focusing on how you can provide more value to your clients so that they feel obliged and comfortable giving you their value, which is ultimately money. So I kind of went off track a little bit there, but the first step to making sure that you can charge more is to make sure you're charging the right amount right now. And you can do that by looking at other designers or other freelancers that offer the same service as you, and look at what the highest paying freelancers are charging. For example, if you're looking at logo designers, then you can go on Fiverr, look at what logo designers generally charge, then look at the highest rated logo designer, see what they're charging, and then ultimately see, how can I get my work as good as or better than that particular designer? Because ultimately, no matter how you price your services, no matter what you do in regards to sales, if you can't provide a valuable service, then clients are not going to hire you. Or even worse, they will hire you and they'll end up being super, super difficult to work with because they're not happy with the service that you provided. So the first step, just to summarize, is to look at what the market is charging right now and make sure that your skill level, and you need to be super honest with yourself, make sure your skill level is as good, if not better, than others that are charging the same amount. And by the way, if you want my freelance finance worksheet, DM me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is thescottlancaster. And if you DM me the word money to my Instagram, which is thescottlancaster, I will send you my freelance financial organizer, which will basically allow you to effortlessly grow your wealth, build your business, and know exactly where your money is going and coming from. And then that moves on to the next step, which is, when is the right time to change your pricing? So ultimately, if we understand business at its very core, then business is essentially an exchange of value. We've mentioned this before at the start of this episode. So then, when is the right time to change your pricing? The right time to change your pricing is when you know that you can provide more value to your client. So how do you provide more value to your client? Well, you can do this in lots of different ways. You can create templates which can help them to save time in the future. You can create ebooks which can teach them how to do things the way that you've done them so they can save money in the future. You can create additional services which can complement the actual service that you're providing. For example, if you do logo design, then maybe you can do logo animation, or maybe you can do color palettes or suggested typography to actually match the logo so that your client's brand looks consistent and trustworthy. Or it could just be a case that you just become much better at the thing that you're doing, at the service that you're providing. So therefore, if the value of your service is heightened and your clients can see that there's an improvement in quality, then ultimately you're going to be able to charge more, and that is the right time to change your pricing. And then lastly, how much should you actually increase your pricing by? Well, there are a couple of ways to do this. The first way is to just add 30% and just test it out and then sort of adjust as you go. But if you significantly increase your skill level in logo design and you think that you are much better than the other freelancers that you were previously priced at, then the next step is to look at where your skill level is right now and look at what other freelancers and other designers with your current skill level are charging for the same type of service. Then you can price yourself either just below and be a little bit more aggressive, or you can price yourself a little bit higher and work with less clients and still make a good amount of money. I was in a situation maybe 7 years ago where, for a joke, because I was going on holiday, I put the pricing of my brand naming service to $500, and to my surprise, 2 days later, someone actually secured the service. This was literally just a few days before the service was actually charged at $50, because that's what I thought people were willing to pay for brand naming. But what I didn't understand is the amount of value and the pain point that I was actually solving and providing a solution for was far greater than I originally thought. So people were actually willing to pay for a really great brand name to help drive their business forward. And ultimately, I took advantage of that, and now we charge anywhere between $500 and $1,300 for a brand name, slogan, and domain names. Leveling up your skills is super, super important, and we're going to be sharing tons of insightful and useful information on this podcast. It would be really great if you could leave a 5-star review if you found anything super helpful in this episode. Let me know what you found helpful so we can create more content around those particular topics. But anyway, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate spending this time with you every single day, and I wish you an amazing week.